Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 15th of March of the year 2020, or the Ides of March for those of us who are Caesars. Happy birthday today to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the old lady judge who made it cool to be an old lady judge. Happy deathiversary to Julius Caesar, unfortunately stabbed to death by his friends after some fake news spread by bots about his political aspirations. But what was he wearing? Was it a purple toga? Was he asking to be stabbed? We'll never know because history is written by the Shakespeares, and he was crazy. Celebrations today include World Consumer Rights Day because you need to know if the product you buy is not fit for use, you have the law at your back, god damn it. Your guest for today is one of our favourite guests back in the studio, back from her world tour of tortoises. Tiff Stevenson, how are you?
I'm good. I've been good. I've been feeling great, actually, about my skin and my wrinkles, having spent so much time with tortoises. So, I mainly did it for self-esteem reasons. I was like, oh my God, I look so young.
You're so zippy. You're so fast and smooth.
I'm fast and smooth, and that is the best you can say about me.
I mean, so much of reality is like perspective and relational, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all richer now than kings would have been 100 years ago.
This is true.
Maybe 300 years ago. I can't count time. Because it's Sunday, as always in our weekend editions, we take a step back from the vast eternal emptiness that is the cutting edge of newsy news to take a peep into the weekend magazine. This week's cover story is the latest in high-tech underwear news with underwearer and lingerie maven Tiff Stevenson. But first, some sections of the Sunday magazine we won't have time for today. In the Sunday magazine today, we have a classic Sunday morning comic strip section with a beautiful Wizard of Id 3-panel in which the wizard walks in on the king who's pretending to be sick in bed. And the wizard said, did you just cut the magic budget? And the king says, can't you just magic more money? And the wizard said, there's no such thing as money. Because it's modern political satire disguised as a medieval romp. Lol. There's also a great Doonesbury comic with a classic teen scrape, although the final panels are quite a graphic sex scene between the parents. And there's a Kathy comic where she bemoans her single life, tries to get into a dress that doesn't fit anymore, and then has a full-on nervous breakdown until she is consoled by Cake, a true pioneer of body positivity. Truly, the Kathy comics were the Sex in the City before Sex in the City. Classic weekend fare. And that's the headlines we do not have time for, because it is now time for your classified ads. Your ad section now, because there's probably stuff you don't know about that you might like, and what else are you going to do with your income? Save it for retirement? After a great meal, there's nothing better the next day than leftovers. the Natural History Museum is full of leftovers, aka fossils from yesterday, aka 200 million years ago. Come and marvel at all the things we have from ages ago. Smell the dust of the ages, perv on the bones of the long dead. Imagine being alive then. Whoa, is it a bird? Is it a lizard? No, it's a dinosaur. The Natural History Museum, a world of wonder, if by wonder you mean dinosaurs, and I so do. Today's episode of The Last Post is brought to you by sharing. The only thing better than having stuff is giving someone else some of your stuff. It has all the benefits of having stuff, with all the bonus benefits of moral rectitude. Sharing. You're already halfway there. Sometimes you just want a very cold, thick drink, and the best way to get that drink is blend frozen fruit or ice into your smoothie or frappe or iced coffee using a blender. But sometimes, things just don't go the way you want them to go. Son of a motherfucking bitch, give me my fucking smoothie, you c***! When it just won't blend, try adding half a glass of water to the top of the blender cup and whiz again. Half a glass of water. It speeds the melting of ice and provides lubricant for your semi-solid beverage needs. Half a glass of water. You could probably wait 15 minutes, but seriously, who has time for that? Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Lowering Your Core Temperature Society for smooth, icy drinks. Please consult your blender technician or local electronics goods supplier if problems persist.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that is your ads for today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story today with the latest in high-tech underwear news. Underwearer, lingerie technician, pants maven, Tiff Stevenson. What's going on in under?
Pants maven. I like that. I like pants maven. Well, there's some new high-tech underwear. Well, high-tech underpants are all the rage. Or as they say in America, panties. While we all sick in our mouths a little bit. That's the appropriate response. No one likes the word panties. Stop it, America. There's a company called Skin who've got
I just call them flap lids.
Flap lids. Oh, no. Gash covers.
Oh, oh no. Manhole covers is probably.
Meat curtains. Okay, let's stop because I will keep going. A company called Skin have brought out some smart underwear, and they have six sensors woven into the bras and undies that can track heart rate, temperature, pressure, motion, body fat, and hydration levels. I don't need my underwear to tell me via an app that I'm fat because I can see it, you know, when I am wearing the underwear. So I get to know how much body fat. What's it going to do? Tell me how many times a day I cry when I'm premenstrual. I already know it's 47, 47 times a day. I don't know about you, Alice, but that's my record.
About 32.
Yeah. Okay. And obviously all that crying means you need to hydrate, and probably handy for that is
half a glass of water.
But I do think it's about time we had an underwear revolution.
And Tiff, you know, normally this is very much a news-based program and we only have a very small ad section, but because you're such a regular guest, you've got an infomercial now, don't you?
Yes. I want to tell everyone about a new product that I'm launching, which is Un Sac de Testicle. If you've got saggy nuts, don't be a sad sack. Get a bra for your balls. Un Sac de Testicle, a ball bra for every season. Hello, boys. Just careful the ladies don't crash when they see the billboards for these babies. We have the breathable summer ball bearers, which give you support while you're active, moisture wicking to prevent your ball vinegar from chafing you right up. Try out our winter nut nestlers. Full cup and coverage to prevent shrinkage in cold temperatures. Or you could sample our sexy fall testicle trays. Half cup push-up ball bra. Leaving little to the imagination and a lot you'll want to permanently erase from it. Spring forward in our racy, lacy ball bra. A hint of things to come with a tantalising glimpse of scrote flesh through the lace. This ball bra has a quick front release for sexy times. also available in our Unsac de Testicle range, Newton's Ball Bra, our executive business range, Overpaid, our sports ball bra range, Tender Balls, our post-vasectomy range, and Halter Neck, our fashion ball bra with less visible straps you just hook around the top of your penis, allowing you freedom when selecting your outfit for the day. Terms and conditions apply. These products have not been tested on animals or indeed anyone.
That's brutally visual segment there, Tiff.
I like to apologise. I know it's a... Is it a family show? I don't know.
No, unless the family is all made up of adults. And that is all we have time for underwear news today. Thank you so much, Tiff Stevenson. And I'm going to go out and buy a round dozen of those ball bras for all the men in my life.
Yeah. Actually, we should maybe get some merch and branded up for the podcast. I think it's a good idea, right?
We need to get some merch out
there. Some ball bra merch. We could maybe get Andy's face on one side, yours on the other.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear editor, that's me. And guest, that's you today, Tiff. As we approach the end of summer here in old New Zealand, I find myself with a surfeit of salad vegetables in the garden. Can I send lettuce to the editor? And if so, can you help me with a dressing? Yours, etc., the other Andy.
Lettuce with a dressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Sure.
You gotta give it some spin first. Give it some spin. Put it in an envelope.
Remain calm.
Oh, no.
Sometimes you've just got to send that's a present as, just cause.
Oh, just that's as cold as iceberg. Oh, I've really got nothing else. I've got nothing else for this extended lettuce pun.
Yeah, just send it in a rocket.
Oh!
This is all taken an endive.
I feel so endive. Dirty. Is it endive or endive?
I don't know.
You say endive, I say endive. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, I think we should call this letter off. But thank you, Andy, for your efforts. Thank you so much for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, my tour. I'll just keep plugging my tour. TiffStevenson.co.uk. The dates are there. And I'll be doing some dates in the States as well in LA. So you can up the... It should all be on my website, along with a picture where I look like I'm in a yogurt commercial.
Just laughing at fruit salad.
Yeah, I'm just laughing at nothing, wearing a floral dress. Someone obviously said something funny as they were taking a photo. But yeah, I need to change that. So it might not be there when you go. But if it is, keep your thoughts to yourself.
My tour is also up on my website, which is alicefraser.com. And The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this program is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out... when he discovers
amazing.
That the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.